Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. I would venture to say that many of you listening to me this morning are involved in various social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let's consider Facebook for a moment. It's hard to believe, but right at 2 billion, that's 2 billion with a B, people log into Facebook every single day. Now, I myself have been able to reconnect with friends from high school, college, long-lost relatives through the use of Facebook. At Lyerly Methodist Church, we have a church Facebook page with almost 300 members. And we use our Facebook page to post weekly worship services, post announcements, post prayer requests, and post the recording of our daily radio devotional. Yes, Facebook can be a great way to keep people connected, informed, and even to share the gospel. But there is an aspect of Facebook and other social media that we need to consider. Many people on social media use photographs and posts to portray their lives in a very positive light. Social media members oftentimes choose to only showcase their finest moments in life, such as their happy relationship that they are in, a thriving career, maybe their gifted children's, adventurous hobbies, or their new shiny vehicle or house. And this can leave some people depressed with the feeling that the life they are leading is bland, is mediocre, and boring by comparison. And comparison can be very problematic. It can project the false illusion of a tranquil and perfect life. Now, in Scripture, the Apostle Paul warned of the dangers of comparing ourselves with other people. In Galatians 6 and verse 4, Paul writes this, quote, "Each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else." Without comparing themselves to someone else. Friends, when we compare ourselves with other people's lives, we risk becoming depressed or unhappy or unsatisfied with our own lives. Brethren, all of us, each one of us has problems in life. None of our lives are perfect. And remember this, neither are the lives of others we may see on social media perfect. Friends, it is very unwise to compare our lives to other people's lives. Let us ourselves see ourselves with clear vision, both the good and the not so good. And brethren, if we are ever gonna compare ourselves to anyone, that person needs to be Jesus Christ. It is only the life of Jesus that is worthy of comparison. Amen.